Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Ian's landfall on the South Carolina coast is expected to coincide with high tide, which will make flooding worse. Sheets of rain whipping trees and power lines, and many areas on Charleston's downtown peninsula already underwater. The forecast predicting a storm surge of up to 7 feet in some Carolina coastal areas, rainfall of up to 8 inches. Back in Florida, rescue crews piloting boats and wading through streets to save thousands of people that are trapped amid flooded homes and buildings that were shattered by Ian. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says that rescue crews have gone door to door to over 3,000 homes in the hardest hit areas. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 269 points and the S&P is 19 points lower. This is SRN News.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-687-7979. 800-687-7979. 800-687-7979.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
The new ride plus $50,000 cash giveaway is going on right now at Victory Land Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Must be 21 or older, must be present to win.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We are counting our blessings because Ian is leaving us alone. We have a series of nice, comfortable days and clear, cool nights. More sunshine today. It's going to be breezy, but not as breezy as it was yesterday. High today, tomorrow, and Sunday near 80. Continued sunny weather through the weekend. Clear, cool nights. Low temperature down to about 56 tonight. And this extended string of comfortable days will continue through much of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Whether you're a homeowner, farmer, or commercial landscaper, we've got what you need to get the job done right. From Kubota's number one rated compact tractors to zero turn mowers, track loaders, excavators, and more. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Alabama News Network, I'm Janae Wright. A Lee County Elementary School custodian has been arrested on charges of child porn. Authorities arrested 33-year-old Beauregard resident Matthew Hammock. He is charged with 41 counts of possession of child porn based on evidence found on his cell phone. Hammock was a custodian at the Beauregard Elementary School. He is being held in the Lee County Jail on a $410,000 bond. Regions Bank, for a second time in a decade, was found charging illegal overdraft fees. The bank is now required to pay $141 million to customers and an additional $50 million in fines. Between 2018 and 2021, Regions was charging overdraft fees on some ATM withdrawals as well as some debit card purchases. Five people were hurt during a shootout Thursday night in Uniontown. The shooting happened on Washington Street near the old cheese plant. District Attorney Michael Jackson says one person rammed another person's vehicle following an argument. Then several people pulled out guns and started shooting. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Janae Wright.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Employee onboarding?
Automated.
Customer support?
Automated.
What if you could automate all your company's routine operation tasks and do it easily?
Lead management?
Automated.
With Zapier, you can. Zapier is the leader in no-code automation. Connect over 5,000 apps, automate almost any workflow, and streamline your team's performance without hiring a developer and with no coding required. That's right. Zapier's templates make it simple for you to automate anything in minutes, no matter your level of expertise. Zapier eliminates routine tasks and frees your employees to focus on the bigger picture. And with Zapier's advanced security features and annual SOC 2 audits, your data is safe and secure. See why thousands of companies, including Slack, Salesforce, and HubSpot, trust Zapier to automate their businesses.
Even complex tasks?
Automated with Zapier.
Try Zapier for free today at zapier.com/radio. That's zapier.com/radio. Zapier.com/radio.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. We've done it, Sky. We've made it to the final four.
Finish strong.
Finish strong.
Friday afternoon.
Have there been a lot of Friday afternoons where I've just fallen asleep at the mic?
Absolutely not. That's more for me than for anyone else. You know, I'm the encourager around here. I'm the puncher upper, the support. It's just a reminder that. You know.
Throwing that out there, huh?
Yeah.
We got 30 minutes left until the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing.
What it really means is stay focused.
Stay focused.
Yeah. Sweet Creek coming up at 2:30. Ringo Schwartz, I just stopped by the closet to keep him in, and our house drummer. And
he's all ready.
Gave him a poke. And he's not ready. He's waking up. So he'll be ready. He's always going to be ready.
Well, so. Speaking of NPR, made me and leftist media.
I had a couple of texts that they missed the breaking news. So just to follow up on that.
It's not breaking news, Judge. Dale Jackson just threw it out there like, hey, by the way, what's going on with the NPR story? A word on the street is that NPR is doing a story on Alabama media outlets and influence and everybody's connections to everybody and all the good stuff. And they've been talking about it for a while now, and we'll see when it comes out. It's NPR, for goodness sake. And they're doing it because of stuff. I don't even know how to describe it in a short version, but they're doing it. We're going to see what it says. My response to NPR is not my circus, not my monkeys. They want to get into all this behind the scenes stuff, and ain't nobody got time for that.
Even with the circus leaves town, April Marie, sometimes the clowns don't get on the bus. So
nobody got time for that.
Yeah, nobody got time. All right. Yes.
So yes, Dale is very interested in as are a handful of people and what this is going to say, and
it's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm. It really isn't, though.
How many people
are interested in behind the scenes stuff. Nobody thinks that those of us who work on websites or news sites or digital journalism, nobody thinks we do it for free or out of the goodness of our heart.
Nor would anyone expect you to. What is it? What's communism, man? You know, you work for the state and they provide you with supposedly the basic necessities. What's up with this?
Here.
Oh, I forget. NPR is government funded. Oh, wait a minute. I'm starting to get it just a little bit there.
I'm just, you know.
Don't waste your time to the state, April Marie, and they'll give you what you need. They're God.
That is what it is, and we'll see what they come up with and what they report. And I think there are much more interesting stories out there, but we'll let them run with it. And Dale is sad because it's taking so long, and I'm in no hurry.
Okay.
It'll come out when it comes
out. It'll happen when it happens.
Yeah, you guys, I guarantee you, the News Talk listeners do not listen to or read or watch NPR.
Except for comic relief, perhaps.
Except for an occasional comic. I bet we can go on NPR right now and find a story about men getting pregnant.
Well, that's part of the talking points these days. So of course they would.
I mentioned that is what it is, and we're just gonna ignore it and leave it out there, and it's not my problem. It's not my whatever.
Yeah.
All right. So Jenny Thomas testified in front of the January 6th committee. And I want to give you some of the statement that she read, because I think it's interesting and it is somewhat relevant in my life. For those of you who know, Jeff came on the program. Gosh, what afternoon was that? Jeff came in. It was the ALGOP. No, it wasn't the ALGOP dinner. It was another time. Anyway, he came in, you got to meet him. He hung out. We didn't talk any politics on the show the day he came. He mocked me a little bit. We had a little small talk and we went on. And that's I think a lot of couples whose business interest or political interest don't align. I think that you draw that line, you check it at the door, and you may be somewhat in a fuzzy way aware of what the other person is doing, and you want them to be successful, but that doesn't mean that you two are, everything's running in lockstep. And that was kind of the point of Jenny Thomas's testimony. She made clear that if this was as a gotcha for her husband, that wasn't what they're going to get. So this is what she said. First, I want to thank the committee for your patience as I recovered from hip replacement surgery. I'm here voluntarily to answer questions about my activities regarding the 2020 election, which I think you will find were minimal and mainstream. However, as my counsel has expressed, I am concerned that there will be more than a few questions about my husband's work, which I do not believe is within the scope of this committee's jurisdiction. Since I was the Nebraska College Republican chair in my 20s, this is Jenny Thomas's statement.
Okay, got it.
I think I said that wrong. Since I was the Nebraska College Republican chair in my 20s, long before I met my husband in 1986, I have been active in public policy work. And then she goes on to describe her history and in politics. And she said, since he became a judge in 1990, my husband has only worked in the legal arena, not politics. I can guarantee that my husband has never spoken with me about pending cases at the court. It's an ironclad rule in our home. Additionally, he is uninterested in politics, and I generally do not discuss with him my day-to-day work in politics, the topics I'm working on, who I'm calling, emailing, texting, or meeting. Now, I want to say, kudos for Jenny freaking Thomas.
They have boundaries.
They have boundaries.
It really helps their marriage work.
And you know what? I guarantee you that that those boundaries help their relationship be better. Because once you draw those lines and you know where the boundaries are and you realize that it's inherently going to be, you're going to be hitting a wall with what you can and cannot say, what you should and should not know, what you disagree on. When you hit that wall over and over and over again as a couple, it's just better not just to draw the lines and not do it, right?
It's wise, is what it is.
It's wise. And so we had a listener at my kickoff party at Baumhauer's who said to Jeff, he said, I don't miss a show. Do you listen to her show? And Jeff said, with a straight face, and he tells me this in the car later, and I'm like dying. He says, no, I don't listen to her show. And he doesn't listen to the show because he knows that if he listens to the show, he's going to be aggravated by things I say, and we're going to argue about it.
So why start that fight? Yeah.
So why go down that path?
Sure.
And the same with his work. He is going to do things in his world and his work that I'm like, wait, what? And so why would he put himself in a position for me to give him the what for? So we just don't talk about it. And that has been a longstanding thing that we, you know, kind of line we put in place. Because any good marriage counselor will tell you. John Gottman will tell you. You just draw your boundaries and you keep them, and you know what works for you and what works for your relationship, and you call it done.
And stick to it.
And so a lot of people will say, but you, and I'm like, no. What do we talk about? What do you talk about with a significant other who has a completely different work life than you? What you talk about, or you talk about the kids, the books you're reading, the travel you're doing. There is a whole litany of things outside of work that one can talk about.
And it also keeps work away from the home life, interfering with that as well. Distractions. Work on that personal relationship at home.
So I love Jenny Thomas going out there and saying, by the way, my husband and I have these boundaries. We leave these things where they are. I don't tell him what I'm doing. He doesn't tell me what he's doing. And we live a happier life for it, because you know that in politics, I can think of all the couples who live that way. It's not just Jenny Thomas and Clarence Thomas. It's, I'm sure Kellyanne Conway and George Conway don't talk about work that frequently. James Carville, not talking about work with his wife that frequently.
Can you imagine?
There are a number of examples of political policy couples who make it work within these boundaries.
I would imagine most of the ones that have a successful marriage.
Absolutely.
I've learned that lesson.
Well, and it's...
Perhaps the hard way. Enough. That's it.
So throwing that out there, I read through this statement yesterday and I saw people who responded like, oh my goodness, how can they expect anybody to believe this? I believe it. I live it. I believe it. Not that far-fetched to me. So good on her. Good on them for finding a system that works for them. And by the way, I was looking a little later at the Politico has a piece up about her testimony. And one person says, one person did talk about her being fringe, her having fringe ideas.
Oh, yeah. Not surprised.
This is a Politico story. January 6th panel members said they're not sure Jenny Thomas played a major role in efforts to overturn the 2020 election, though one described her position as, quote, deranged, end quote.
Typical.
So they're unsure if they're going to feature any of her testimony in their final hearing. They wanted a smoking gun and they didn't get it. Sucks to be them.
Ha ha. That's right.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Paul DeMarco, the chairman of the Jefferson County GOP, will join us. We'll talk about the prison strike and a few other things. Chat with him a little bit about what he's got on deck for Monday when he fills in for me. Those things and more coming up on Straight Talk with April Marie. Back in a minute.
Hello, my friend. This is Pat Boone, and you're listening to Straight Talk with my friend and fellow conservative fighter, April Marie, here on News Talk 93.1.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, Don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Behold, a cautionary tale of what could happen if you don't call asset preservationist David Ernest. I played the stock market. That's where I put all my cash. Then one day the market crashed. All my money and my wealth I was a-missing. Guess you could say I didn't have a pot to in. Wish I had called old David Ernest on the phone. Now I stand alone. Don't wind up like this poor man. Call David Ernest today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. An asset preservationist for the ages. Call David Ernest today. Ernest Financial, LLC.
I'm Donald Trump, and I love Alabama. As many of you know, there are few issues facing our nation as important as election integrity and election fraud. This is why the people of the great state of Alabama must work together to make it easier to vote and harder to cheat. So get out, register to vote, and get a photo ID so you can make your voice heard and decide the future of our great country. Thank you.
Visit alabamavotes.gov, paid for by the Office of the Secretary of State, Montgomery, Alabama.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Well, good afternoon. April Marie here. Paul DeMarco on the line. Hi, Paul.
How you doing? Hope your listeners are well on this Friday.
Yeah, it's been a fun Friday here. I'm going to ask you the question I'm asking all of our guests today. If you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, the question is, do you think you could go without electronic devices, internet, whether it be digital TV, your phone, your computer, no social media, none of the things, like take yourself back to flip phone days. The only thing you maybe have is a telephone. Do you think you could completely disconnect from the world? And if so, how long?
I could. I would be thinking about what I was missing, but I could do it. You're asking how long?
Yeah.
I think I could do it for a week.
You think you can do it? Okay. I want you to know that Dale Jackson and Jeff Poor was adamant. He wouldn't want to. And then Dale Jackson was just like, I couldn't. And I'm trying it. And so we're going to see how long I last. No devices.
You know, it depends on what you're looking at for. I mean, to hear about an emergency from a family member, no, I wouldn't want it. But just typical emails, social media, all this other stuff we check it for, yeah, I could live without it. I want to have access if some family member or friend needed me for something. Other than that, I could probably deal with it without it.
Well, there you have it.
We'll see
how I do. There is a way to get in touch with me in case of emergencies, but I'm thoroughly entertained by this prospect. A couple things today. One is that Sky Mosley is going to play a clip for you, and I want to get your response. Now, you've got a little girl and a little boy?
I do.
Okay. I want your perspective as a man and as a parent of a boy and a girl.
Dr. Kumar, can biological men become pregnant and give birth?
So men can have pregnancies, especially trans men.
Want to hear it again?
Did you hear that, Paul?
Yeah, let's go to the answer, and let's dissect that second. Because I always thought it was a black and white answer. He says men can have pregnancies, which, you know, okay.
You cannot.
But then when he says, especially trans men.
Yes.
Let's define especially.
I said that was a key word when we first listened to it. Yes. Especially trans men.
That guy, and he's got an MD by his name. I need this doctor to tell me, okay, I know he's wrong about the first part, but answer to me, define especially. What does that mean, especially? April Marie loves ice cream, especially chocolate. Is that a good way to use that, especially in a statement?
Yes.
Yeah. Especially trans men? Well, Paul DeMarco, I'm glad to learn you're as big a bigot as I am because you believe men can't get pregnant.
But again, what does he mean? Can you tell me what does he mean, especially?
I can explain.
I don't think he can tell you. I have a question. My follow-up question is...
I got it.
Sky, what's our answer?
The answer is... think about what he said. Men can get pregnant, especially trans men. In this talking point of fantasy, and let's pretend... Especially trans men can get pregnant. Get it?
I'm worried about myself
because I'm starting to understand these people.
There are no circumstances in which this is a thing. Okay, two more questions before we move on to the prison system here in Alabama. One is, have you ever been concerned for yourself that you are pregnant?
Never. Not our life.
Number two, are you prepared to have the conversation with your son that he needs to watch out or he could become pregnant?
No, not at all.
Just throwing those out there. All right. Alabama prisoners are striking. Did not know they could do that. But it makes sense. Sure. Why not? So there is nobody to work the kitchen, nobody working laundry, very few people, I guess, to do some of the group work that they do. They came up with a list of demands, some of which the legislature would have to approve. What are your thoughts on this situation?
That you've got individuals in prison making demands to weaken the criminal justice system, including aspects of the law that would allow individuals who were convicted of murder, rape, sexual abuse, child predators out of jail. So I don't know if there's any more discussion to have about what they're asking for. I mean, it's one thing to talk about conditions. You know, the state has an obligation to make sure that, you know, when you have a prison, the way it's run, the constitutional rights of those within. But when you're talking about the criminal justice system outside of the prison and how folks end up getting in prison or how they end up getting released from prison, that's a whole separate conversation. And lawmakers need to, as they should with the ACLU or Southern Poverty Law Center, these other groups who are trying to weaken the criminal justice system, say no.
Absolutely. There are things that very clearly need to be fixed in Alabama's prisons. I mean, there's a lot of things that I think we can all agree on when you look at the DOJ report and you say, this needs to be fixed. There are things that very clearly need to be fixed, especially when it comes to those with mental illness or substance abuse not getting the treatment that they need. But this idea that we are going to put a criteria on paper and then we're going to make We're going to make sentences retroactive. We're going to let everybody out on parole based on this arbitrary criteria. The answer is not all crimes are the same. Not all criminals are the same. And you can't treat each of them as if it were.
Here's the thing. Across the country, we have seen the consequences of weakening our criminal justice system. And they're trying to bring this type of justice to Alabama. And all of us need to say no. But most importantly, we need to make sure that our state representatives and state senators say no as well. That is the most important thing Alabama citizens can do right now, is make sure we tell them, when you go to the state house to vote, I do not want to see you doing anything to weaken the criminal justice system here in Alabama. That is the most important thing citizens can do right now.
Do not do anything that is going to make our communities unsafe. And that's what some of these air quotes conditions of the prisoners, that's what they would do. And it's mind boggling that we have to say, do not do things that will make us unsafe. And yet, like you said, around the country, we are seeing places do that. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to continue with Paul DeMarco, former state representative and current chairman of the Jefferson County GOP. We are going to talk about the upcoming MARC meeting. We're going to talk about his all-star panel, all the genius minds that are on that, yours truly included. And then also talk about him coming next week, who he has planned to join him on the show when he guest hosts on Monday. And we'll talk about some of the other things going on across the nation. Back in just a minute. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Murray.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Restaurants come and go. They open to big fanfare, but if they can't deliver, they're gone. Poof. For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads. Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat at 3 special at lunch, 2 great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner. Want to eat lighter? Check out Sinclair's many satisfying salads for both lunch and dinner. Sinclair's, now offering takeout and curbside service too. Sinclair's, where there's live music every Wednesday through Saturday. And Sinclair's is now totally non-smoking.
I'm Johnny Sullivan, and I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. At the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant.
Sinclair's is hiring, offering competitive pay to host, hostesses, servers, and experienced cooks. Apply in person weekdays between 1 and 2 and 4 and 6.
Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Guys, want an effective, affordable way to get ED medication 100% online? Get ED treatment for as low as $3 per use and save up to $1,000 per month with generic for Viagra versus the brand name at 4hymns.com/radio. If prescribed, your medication will be shipped to your door in discreet packaging. Do it all online. No in-person appointments. Get hard results with Hymns or your money back. Go to 4hymns.com/radio to get your first visit free. That's 4hymns.com/radio to get started free. FORHIMS.com/RADIO.
Hello, this is Pam with All About the Bounce. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for a little over a month now and have seen great results. Thank you, Blue Water, for helping us to bring the bounce to more customers across the river region. Radio advertisement is definitely the best advertisement.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the river region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We are counting our blessings because Ian is leaving us alone. We have a series of nice, comfortable days and clear, cool nights. More sunshine today. It's going to be breezy, but not as breezy as it was yesterday. High today, tomorrow, and Sunday near 80. Continued sunny weather through the weekend. Clear, cool nights. Low temperature down to about 56 tonight. And this extended string of comfortable days will continue through much of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everyone. April Marie here. Paul DeMarco on the line. Paul, I know you got to get going, but I wanted to talk to you about a couple quick things before we let you go. One is you are filling in for me on Monday, which I greatly appreciate. I know you're working on some guests. What can listeners expect on Monday?
Well, one of our guests we're going to have is Penny Nance, who's the president of Concerned Women of America. She has been very active in the Supreme Court, helping shepherd some of these recent Supreme Court justices to the Supreme Court. And I want to talk to her about where we are with the Supreme Court, as well as what's the status of this leak. It has been, 6 months now, 5 months?
Yeah, it really has been.
Are we going to find out the identity of who leaked this? I mean, this is important based on what happened. So we're going to talk about the Supreme Court, where some of those rulings are, where we're headed, but that's one of the things I really want to know about. Where is the status of the leak? We're also going to talk to Congressman Barry Moore, what's going on with the issues with immigration. I want to talk about issues with military and veterans. And then finally talk a little bit about midterm elections. And then finally we're going to talk to Representative Alan Treadaway, representative here in Jefferson County, former interim police chief for the city of Birmingham, was in law enforcement for a long time, and talk about one of the issues we always talk about, the criminal justice system.
Well, I'm very much looking forward to hearing that. And I know our listeners are. I'm going to review. I'm going to listen to all my guest hosts because you all have amazing lineups. And so I look forward to that very much. So you guys, let's tune in. Paul DeMarco will be in studio with Sky Mosley on Monday. And you'll be able to call in, ask questions, do all the things. And it should be a great time. Thank you so much. One more thing before you go. You have also, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow, your annual MARC All-Star meeting. Tell us about your All-Stars.
Yeah, and we'll try to see if we can make this live so your listeners, your fans down here in Montgomery can watch as well. The Mid-Alabama Republican Club, we have a annual panel discussion with, we call them the MARC All-Stars, and we've got yours truly and Jeff Poore and Todd Stacey and Steve Flowers, some of your regulars, and I'll be moderating it. And I can promise you it was a great time the past couple of years, and it'll be a good time this year. We'll have a lot of good information about national and Alabama politics.
Well, I really do enjoy being on that panel. It's a lot of fun. I think this is my fourth or fifth year. Good times.
That's why we bring you back.
You bring me back because you could have seen some every time, at least once, all the elected officials in the room jump out of their skin when I say something. And then Paul smirks like the Cheshire Cat, going like, this is why I invited her.
You know, I like opinionated people. How about that?
It's well, you know, opinionated and right helps too. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to call us. Where can our listeners find you and your columns and all the good stuff?
Alabama Today every week, and on Twitter at @Paul_DeMarco. Look forward to being with Sky.
Yeah.
And your listeners on Monday.
We'll have a big time.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Paul DeMarco, everyone. He will be here on Monday all day. Sky Mosley.
Yes.
We've talked about, now we've talked about all sorts of media outlets. Jeff Poorhut was on a tear earlier about AL.com. And we talked about an outlet that shall not be named. Yes. Tell us about a good outlet.
Yeah, so many of these left-wing, liberal, woke newspapers. But there is an alternative right here in central Alabama, home office in Montgomery, the Alabama Gazette. Conservative, God, family, country. It's pro-life, pro-family, pro-American, and much good news, local flavor. Also state and national events, but they do many human interest stories from the area. They cover birthdays, weddings, deaths, obituaries. It's like an old-time newspaper you used to have that you really felt was a part of your community. Local news from real local people, and they deserve your support. You can often find the Alabama Gazette in fine business establishments throughout the area. But right now, as they celebrate their 23rd anniversary next month, they are offering Partner Club subscriptions. You can have the Alabama Gazette delivered right to your door, $38 a year. $38 a year. Call them right now, 356-6700, or go to thealabamagazette.com. 356-6700, the Alabama Gazette. They deserve your support.
Yes, absolutely wonderful people. Good conservatives. God-loving, they love our nation, they love our veterans. It's really a good paper, and I'm so glad that they are supporters. We're going to hit a break here. When we come back, our final segment of the day.
We have a drawing to do, April Marie.
Oh, let's do that before we go to the break.
You want to?
Yeah.
We got time. Ringo.
Can you find Ringo?
Yeah, he's here. I got him up earlier.
Random Ringo. Number generator.
Ringo. Okay.
Oh, Lord, have
just a
mercy.
Moment, please. Ringo Schwartz. He's our house.
All right. So you're going to tell me when to stop.
Yes. This is a very coordinated effort here. Do you have your random number generator ready to rock and roll?
I do. Ready?
Okay. Ringo's going to start his drum roll. When he stops, I'm going to instruct you to stop as well. And that'll be the lucky number. All right. Is everybody ready? All right, here we go. Ringo, hit it. Stop. Everybody stop.
Ooh, number eight
is Sweet B. That's our big $60 Sweet Creek winner. Can you dig it?
Okay, I just sent you the video of me doing the random number generator to get just now, and I just want you to completely ignore how incredibly dirty my computer screen is.
Oh, no. I'm going to take a screenshot and share it.
Every single time I'm on the computer, the kids think it's like the iPad, and they come over and they touch the screen to
try to make... little fingers? Yeah.
It's a foul thing. Sweet B! With her, is it something her birthday?
Excuse me, what was the question?
Never mind.
No, it's not. But she has a early present, $60 Sweet Creek gift certificate. You can do a lot with $60.
She is one of my first ever callers. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yep.
I wasn't
here. She told me that my voice needed some work. Just throwing that out there. Oh, crack me up. All right. When we come back, breaking news, Marjorie Taylor Greene's husband files for divorce after 27 years. That's a very, very long time to be married. Just throwing that out there. It's a good thing. But she said in a statement that marriage is a wonderful thing and I'm a firm believer in it, adding she was proud to have raised three children with her husband. He also said that she was an amazing mom to their kids. And I'm just, that's sad to hear. That's incredibly sad to hear. All right, we are going to take a break. When we come back, our winner on the line, you guys want to celebrate with us. Back in just a second.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sweet B, congratulations. You are the winner of this week's Sweet Creek Farm Market gift card.
Thank you, April Marie. I guess it helped me to hang on those 21 hours.
Yeah, you paid. She did. She was she was very patient, and it paid off.
It sure did. Well, thank you guys so much. I really wish you luck with your cleanse. I don't think it's going to last but 2 days.
maybe what? That's what y'all should do on Monday when I can't hear you is decide how long you think I'm going to last. Because I can't have my phone. It is optional to, there's like a, it's like a smoking section. There is a phone section. I'm just choosing not to use it. So we'll
okay.
See.
All right. Well, I love good it. Luck and thank you so much.
Thank you, Sweet Bee. Welcome. Now, don't forget, you got to give us a call to let us know what you get at Sweet Creek Farm Market.
And Sweet Bee, stay on the line with me just a minute. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
Congratulations. Right. Well done. How about that?
All right.
So, all right. I just need to complete
your magic. And so, well, he is doing that. I will take a moment to go over some of the other news. Can we just say that anybody making a political issue out of the horrific, devastating hurricane that just hit Florida, using it to hit Ron DeSantis, or in some cases his wife, which is absolutely ridiculous, you got to be scum of the earth. Absolute scum of the earth. Yes, I said it, because here's the thing. I am looking at the devastation and it is gut-wrenching. I'm watching friends whose houses have been destroyed. I have a friend whose business. Her business that has been in her family for generations was destroyed. And the fact that there are individuals out there who are making light of this situation, I think Whoopi Goldberg did on The View.
You're kidding.
No.
What kind of jerk does something like that?
Well, and that's absolutely the question you have to ask yourself is what kind of jerk looks at this and thinks, I'm going to take a political hit here. Volunteer Florida is a website that has been around. It's an organization that's been around for ages that gives money to and connects people to nonprofits. Earlier Casey DeSantis spoke about Volunteer Florida, and then people said, don't give to this organization. No, Sky Mosley just turned around like, what in the world?
That's hateful. That's just downright sick.
No, it's absolutely downright sick.
What is wrong with these people? They're so embedded in their political ideology that they just hate anything that, goodness gracious, no matter how pure and helpful it is. That's a shame. How do you become that bitter, that mean?
I do not know.
I don't want to know, I guess.
I'm looking at the devastation. Can you, and I'm looking at the devastation. I was trying to find, this is the tweet. It says, and this is a blue check, by the way, and who put out Volunteer Florida, the charity, the governor's all of a sudden wife is hawking is shady. Bad gateway, on web, no one answers the phone. Ron brags about the state's huge surplus. He got half a bill for emergencies from POTUS. Do not donate to the state. What?
Man.
What?
Sad.
Screwed up do you have to be to go to attack a nonprofit organization and
in
say,
a time of need, desperate time of need right now, people just experienced a brutal hurricane and he wants to deny them the aid and assistance they might would receive for political reasons.
It makes me angry. It just does.
It makes me just disheartened. How do we come so polarized, politicized?
So what do they want people to do? They want people, and it's volunteerflorida.org, by the way, is the website. I think I said .com. But you can go there, and this organization has been around for as long as I can remember, and they do amazing work. And it's nonpartisan. The people on the commissioners are nonpartisan. And just screw you to anybody who wants to use this as an opportunity to make a political statement.
Yeah, let's give them another plug, April Marie. What's that site to help the victims of Hurricane Ida?
VolunteerFlorida.org.
Good job. Help them out.
Yeah. I mean, Samaritan's Purse is a good one, or Samaritan's, I think, Feet is one. There's a whole list of organizations. Red Cross has a whole lot of overhead. I love Red Cross. I used to volunteer with Red Cross, but they still have a lot of overhead. But man, oh man, why? Why would you do that? I'm just throwing that out there. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 272-9228, 272-9228. Papa John on the line.
April Marie, I just want to throw something in there. I don't call a lot because unless you press a hot button, I kind of just listen. But you just said something about somebody talking about not contributing to the state of Florida at the time of need. You got to understand something about liberals, and Rush Limbaugh cited a study, this has been years ago. By and large, most liberals do not contribute regularly to charity.
I remember that. True story.
And that's one of those things where even when Katrina hit in 2005 and you had a liberal mayor, a liberal governor, and you didn't find liberals breaking down the doors to give money to people in Katrina and New Orleans who were suffering. And that will never change. You'll find conservatives do it any number of times. I'll have to be one of the people that got hit by Katrina. And we had so many people, and of course I was on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, but we had so many churches show up. We had so many civic organizations show up that were by and large conservative. We even had one guy who was just a citizen in Gulfport, Florida, that put together a, from contributions that he collected, he put together a big barbecue feed over in D'Iberville, Mississippi, and that was one of the greatest breaks that we had, because that was like, you know, 2 weeks in and everybody's worn out, food's not great and all the rest of it. But that was a high point of the one of the things that had been contributed and really made everybody feel a lot better. But anyway, thought I'd throw that in.
That's a very fair point. And this has been, people have sorted this out using tax documents, and there have been all sorts of polling that shows that individuals who are identify as conservatives are more likely to give to charity.
Isn't that interesting?
That's true. Absolutely true. All right, guys, have a good day.
Thank you so much. Papa John. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I think that's easily explained because of the ideological differences between conservatives and liberals. Conservatives are more about personal responsibility. Liberals, that doesn't apply anymore. Leftists more expect the government to take care.
Well, and this is why I say, I will argue with a big government liberal any day of the week, that we will never fix our homelessness, our poverty, our immigration issues with bigger government.
Thank you, April Marie.
The only way to fix this is to fix our communities, where you look across the street and you see someone in need and you don't think there is a government program for that person. You think it is my responsibility to help that person, and you can trust that that you are going to help, there's enough charities and churches in your own community that are going to provide the services. I can't tell you how many Democrats say, well, we've got to expand this government program because how else will they get food? How
exactly.
else will they get shelter? How else will they get housing? And for years and years and decades, the churches
took care of that. The local community, which knows best what the problem is and how to go about the solutions.
Absolutely. It is not, no matter what the left will tell you, it is not that conservatives do not want to give to those in need. It is that we do not want to give to the government to then give to those in need.
Exactly. Cut out the middleman. We've seen how government solves problems.
Yeah.
It's called realistic.
It's 2:59.
It is.
All right,
it is time to wrap it up.
Spy comes with a very special. Next week is going to be a lot of fun. You guys have a lot of fun with these guest hosts. Take it easy on them and have a wonderful weekend and a wonderful week next week. I will report back honestly how long I last without my devices. I believe I can do it. Till next time, you know the rule. Stay out of trouble.
Safe travels, April Marie. Godspeed.
Thank you, love.